So the carburetor shot, tires all got dry rot. Transmission's gonna drop, but we're not pulling over. Engine block, it's got a crack. See the smokestack blowing black. Muffler just blew its stack. We're not pulling over, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here we go. Hallelujah. Open road. Time and chain, it's out of time. Brakes are gone, so we keep flying. Fix it up with a piece of twine. Not pulling over. All the belts are rubber bands. Gas tank is full of sand. It steers itself, the gears are jammed. Not pulling over. Hallelujah. Highway 90 or 101. Sailing across the Midwest Ocean. It's a long ride. The Midwest Sea. It's very straight and repetitive, much like this song. You getting bored yet? Pull up. All right. Ocean of corn, sea of soybean, ocean of wheat. We was coming through from Olean, yeah. Coming ashore in the Rockies and shore in Appalachia. Archipelago, Chicago, Isle of Omaha. Hallelujah. Here we go. Hallelujah. Open road. Now the alternator's dead. Radiators turning red. I put diesel in when they said no lead, but not pulling over. Thank the Lord for the AAA, you know. Gonna take it state to state. You should get the card, it ain't too late if not pulling over. Being trailed by 20 cops, but those suckers can't make me stop. Gotta show, gotta rock, not pulling over. Think that we just got a flat. Heard an explosion in the back. I was trying to take a nap. Not pulling over. But I knew the day would come. Open road and I would be done. Like a rusted setting sun. Finally pulling over. Sold it off to Shadow and Puck. Passed the keys and said good luck. Now I drive a Nissan truck. But we're not pulling over. Hallelujah.
Thanks. This next one is called Ashes on the Highway. It's it's not funny, it's about death. She can laugh, look at her. The young kid can laugh about it. All right, anyway, it's about It's about death. I live many lives, maybe seven, just this year. Death is chasing close behind. Death is winning all the time. When I die, burn my body, sprinkle my ashes on the highway. Let the traffic spread the ashes in the ditches, in the overpass. Hip. If you don't burn my body, drag my body down the highway, spread me out, wear me down, state to state and town to town, yeah. I don't want no fancy funeral. I don't want you to make no fuss at all. Turn the radio up, throw the ashes out the window. Don't stop, don't worry, honey, just let it go. Out the window. If I were a ghost, I wouldn't choose to haunt this place. I would float into the atmosphere and into outer space. Or I would find myself a hurricane and join into the storm. I would take my little vapor and add into its form. I don't want no fancy funeral. I don't want you to make no fuss at all. Turn the radio up, throw the ashes out the window. Don't stop, don't worry, honey, just let it go. This is a song called I Gotta Get Back East. Found myself on the West Coast, and I've had to get back east. Fought my way back, but this is a story about that. Well, the night was falling cold outside this convenience store, and the manager guy said, you gotta go, you can't hang around no more. Told that guy I need a ride, trying to find my way back east. Then this weird guy replied, said, it's alright, you could come with me, 'cause I'm going on back east. It's alright if you come with me, 'cause I'm rolling to the east. Get your stuff and come with me. He had a big gash on his head, made him look like a criminal. He said it almost killed him dead. Spent a week in the hospital. He was sleeping in his car, back alley in Mexicali. He staggered drunk out of a bar. They followed him and beat him pretty badly. They weren't from the East. Those guys weren't from the East. I think they were from the LA area. Gangster tough guys from the LA area. They used a steel pipe and a stick. But he escaped the fatal blow. They tried to drag him into the ditch. But he ran up to the road. Police happened to arrive. He waved his arms to flag him down. He's lucky now to be alive. So he's heading for Las Vegas town. Then he's going on back east. After he loses a little money, then he's rolling for the east. After he finds him a honey. Stopped at an all-night diner, sorry. And he insisted he would pay. He bought me cigarettes and a lighter. And then we drove the rest of the way. And we arrived at 5 a.m. Dropped me at the Bally's casino there. Handed me a fiver and a ten. Said, good luck. You get out of here, he said. He said, you go on back east. I'm gonna stay and tame the beast. He said, no, but you go on back east. Plan to get down to the least. So I walk off to the bus depot, and I bought my ticket, and I get on the bus, and I fell asleep, and I woke up with this drunk passed out guy next to me. He done peed his pants. So I moved my seat to the front of the bus, and I fell asleep, and I woke up in Winter Park, Colorado. Was -5. I had my spring jacket on. Couldn't find my friend, so I found a job chopping ice off hotel roofs. And I save up enough to get me back to Georgia, back to my old band. It felt good to be back. Went back up to Lake Jocassee, Kiwi Key. My old friend Tony T, even though he never called me. We had our kicks, we did some tricks, we did backflips. And the whole time I was hanging around back east, the only thing going through my mind was getting on back west.
This next song is called The Real Tina Turner. It's about a woman I met in a bar in Pensacola. She was talking to her friend, and she said, there's a strip club next door. And she said, it was called the Backseater. And she said, yeah, I used to be a real backseater in my time. I was a real Tina Turner. So anyway, so I wrote this song about, inspired by her. So anyways, here we go. If it wasn't for the liquor and the weed, you never would have made it through the winter. Developed a habit of washing your hands to the point that your fingers would bleed. What's your name? Hey, I'm Patsy. Are you Irish? No, I'm Frankenstein. Well, here's to the best of the backseaters. Was a real Tina Turner in my time. Was a real Tina Turner in my time. Real Tina Turner in my own mind. In the times, was a real Tina Turner in my mind. Well, I condensed my whole life into a gym bag, which was stolen tonight from your car. My wallet, my keys, my shoes and photos. Even took my voter registration card. Put my mouth into a smile, let my heart drive. Buy some new used clothes and I'll be fine. Well, here's to the crooks that took my old life. I was a real Tina Turner in those times. Was a real Tina Turner in the times. Was a real Tina Turner in my own mind. But I was blind. Was a real Tina Turner in the times. Well, I remember New Orleans of the 60s, when you could park anywhere. Clotheslines strung up along Decatur, prostitutes and sailors everywhere. Now the times they changed, they cleaned up the quarter, made it more friendly for the tourists. Here's to the last of the soul shake swingers, all the real Tina Turners of the times. All the real Tina Turners of the times. Real Tina Turners in my mind. The genuine are the real Tina Turners of the times. What are you doing after work? Believe I'll be going on down to Molly's. If you don't find me there slumped on the bar, you could catch me at Checkpoint Charlie's. Well, old Jim Smith's doing an open mic show. Play some songs if you go. Here's to Sneaky Pete. He's the only one left. He's the real Tina Turner of our show. He's the real Tina Turner of our time. He's pure and genuine. He's the real Tina Turner of our time. For Sneaky Pete. Never mind, I won't do that one. Love her more than you could ever even hope for. Love her twice as much as all the love there is and more. My love is bigger than the Big Apple. Like the word oxyphenobutazone and Scrabble. Just like the stars in my chandelier. Just like the landscape is my living room. Just like these highways are veins. I am the blood, I am the rain. Saw the stars align in 27 straight rows. Saw the trees becoming lovers in the shadows. Heard the crickets overpowered every radio. Heard the sound of the silence kill my ego. Kill your ego. Kill all ego. And all the stars were a chandelier. And all these landscapes were our living rooms. And all these highways were veins. I am the blood, I am the rain. And you, you're heaven to hold, will never get old. You're heaven to hold, will never get old.
A song about being a train hop flop. I tried to hop the trains and I flopped. Then my friend got a ticket for like $600. So this is the modern day train hoppers song. Try to be a cool guy, hopping trains in the night. After eating Bound for Glory, packing my backpack up right. Didn't realize it's not the 30s anymore. This depression era, maybe just cause we were bored. And I didn't know just what train to catch. Stood there for hours and hours, no less. And the trains that came were going too fast. Tried to grab on, but they blazed right past. Left on the track, holding my pack. And rain just soaked on into my back. My back. Twelve empty boxcars all in a row, open and empty, ready to go. Asked the yard worker, how long's the wait? This one here, he said, was leaving at 8. Looked at my pal Nate, he said, let's come back. It's 40 degrees, gotta go get a hat. Cause the temperature's supposed to be dropping tonight. The rain could be snowing before daylight. So we came back and we dodged the cops. Made an engine connection, but the whole thing just stopped. It just stopped. Dreams of getting to Texas on a Santa Fe line. Taking trucker speed, stayed awake the whole time. But ephedrine, no drug for me. Ephedrine always makes it hard to bleep. Never mind. Should I go on? It gets a little dirty. I don't know. I should stop. Sorry. I didn't. This is like not the venue for it. All right. I'll go on to something else. I apologize. It's. This is my last one, okay. You want to hear a fast one or a slow one or a no one? What do you think? Fast one? All right. Well, I'll play The Waiter. I played it before, but it's a song about a guy I work with down in New Orleans who was walking home from work in his black and whites. And he was accosted by three fine gangster gentlemen. And they jumped on top of him trying to beat him up and take his tips. But he took out his corkscrew that he uses to open bottles of wine. And he stabbed one of the guys in the head with it. And then his friends took him off and they didn't get his tips. So this is for Wade, the famous waiter, who wasn't afraid to stand up for himself. Luckily, he had a few drinks before the event occurred, because he probably would have ran if he didn't. But so this is for him, the Wade. There's a waiter in the quarter, walking home in his black and white. Now a car pulled up beside him, they told him, it's your money or your life. So the waiter started running, they were much too fast, they chased him down. So he pulled out his corkscrews, he was being taken to the ground. And a scuffle ensued. Ow. Hand it to me, the guys. What are you messing with me for? Ouch. And
Now the one who had him pinned was the one who got the corkscrew in his head. And the other would-be robbers, they were stunned. They grabbed their friend and they just fled. And the waiter lay on a sidewalk. He's clutching his wine key in his hand. But he knew he sunk it deep. That guy was twitching like an epileptic man. I said, it don't come easy. No, it don't come that easy. It don't come easy. He ain't no Mark, so don't you start. It's not that easy. Now the waiter found his feet, and he found that his tips were still in his pockets. And he found that corner bar, he had a cut, it was bleeding bad, he had to stop it. So he took a bar napkin and he dipped it in a quadruple shot of scotch. And he rubbed it on that cut, he drank it down, it burned pretty bad, but the bleeding stopped. I said, it don't come easy. No, it don't come that easy. It don't come easy. He ain't no Mark, so have a heart, all you gangsters, it's not that easy. So the waiter got to thinking maybe he should call a cop and report this brutal, ugly crime. They could check the hospitals, maybe they'd find an injury of the corkscrew kind. But it's unlikely his accomplices would have taken him in for help. They probably took him to that riverside, said adios, our good friend, fare thee well. Down the hatch he went. And then that river took the body. Mighty miss, she took the body. Yeah, that river took the body. All the way to the Gulf, you know, a fisherman found it was swollen like a tick. I guess that guy got stiffed. Get it? Stiffed. So the moral to the story is, right? You better watch who you jump. Best watch out who you rob. You know, might not be that easy, not such a simple job. Yeah, watch who you jump, you know, you'll get a bit more than you plan. You mess around with a hard-working waiter with a wine key in his hand. I tell you, don't come easy. No, it don't come that easy. It don't come easy. Ain't no Mark, so don't you start. It's not that easy. Thanks for listening.
David Dondero.